It's Marketplace Tech for January 11th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The Detroit Auto Show is currently in overdrive. The annual gathering of car makers, their new models, and futuristic concepts is a big event for gearheads. One of the themes this year, well, let's demonstrate with a bit from that 1995 movie Get Shorty with Danny DeVito and John Travolta.
Hey, Chili, is this your ride?
Yeah, I'd like to sit up high, check everything out. I mean, it is the Cadillac of minivans.
Oh.
Yeah, check this out.
Automatic door, an innovation most associated with, yep, the minivan. Tim Stevens is editor-in-chief of CNET's Roadshow, and he's on the line from Detroit. Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Okay, so the star of this fancy tech auto show all about innovation is apparently minivans?
It seems a little bit unlikely, yes, but definitely we've seen a lot of attention around minivans. This year, it's the new Honda Odyssey, which has a lot of interesting technology, you know, because it's a really great playground. You know, it's a big, wide-open space. They've got some interesting things in there, like an interior night vision camera. So if you're driving the car at night, you want to check on your kids in the back, you can hit a button, and you can get basically an overhead view of whatever's going on in the back of the van, which may or may not be a good thing, depending upon what is going on in the back of the van. But you can also, there's an intercom system in the van, too, so if something that you don't want to see is going on back there, you can radio back there and say, hey, kids, cut that out.
With Detroit as the location for this show, I think a lot of people would think, of course, of the U.S. car industry here. And I know there's been some conversations about maybe bringing some jobs back to the U.S. there at the show. Can you tell me about that?
There has been a lot of discussion about U.S. investments. Every single manufacturer, almost to a T, took time out of their presentation to talk about the sorts of things that they're doing in the U.S., so either the amount of investment they're making in the U.S., the number of jobs they're creating in the U.S., and as far as we can tell, that was exclusively to try to fend off a Trump tweet storm. You know, whether or not that was effective, only time will tell, but everybody is definitely on edge here at the show.
What was the craziest concept that you saw at the show?
The craziest concept this year, I guess, say Volkswagen has taken that one. It's basically a futuristic version of their classic microbus, you know.
The VW bus,
VW bus, yeah. Still that same kind of loaf of bread shape, but now with a lot of crazy LED lighting on the outside. You know, it's a crazy concept car. There's like little Buddha troll things spinning around inside, which are certainly never going to come to production. But it is this idea of trying to make the van cool again. And as we were talking about earlier, maybe vans are the next cool thing. We'll see.
Tim Stevens, he's editor-in-chief of CNET's Roadshow, and he is joining us from the Detroit Auto Show in Detroit. Tim, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks again.
There was an SEC filing this week that gave us some news about the long and awkward potential sale and bifurcation of the company currently known as Yahoo. The filing suggests a new name for the Alibaba and Yahoo Japan assets that will likely be separated off from the other stuff, which might still go to Verizon for a reported $4.8 billion. For an update, we will ask Max Wolf, market strategist at 55 Capital in New York, to drop some knowledge. Max, break it down for me.
Under the Yahoo name, a bunch of the products that people use most, the websites, the email, etc., will continue on as Yahoo brand, but wholly under the Verizon control, right, since Verizon's the acquiring party. And everything else will be called Alibaba. That's really what the market's been excited about. The valuable part of Yahoo, ironically, isn't Yahoo. It's holdings in Alibaba, the e-commerce giant from China, and something called Yahoo Japan. And those are the crown jewels. They become Alibaba. The other portions are still called Yahoo, but they become part of Verizon.
And the suggestion from this SEC filing is that the deal with Verizon is perhaps, after all, still on, despite all of this pretty terrible hacking news.
Yeah, look, I mean, it does appear that the jewels of the portion of Yahoo that Verizon was interested in are really all those people who go to the websites and use the email. And despite what some had feared, the revelations on hacking, bad as they were, don't seem to have incented people to run away from their Yahoo emails or to stop going to the Yahoo websites for news and other updates. So if you use Yahoo for the foreseeable future, they're going to try to make it look, feel, sound, and be as similar as possible because they want to keep you. You are the value that Verizon is trying to buy. In the longer term, you're going to have more integrated connection to other Verizon offerings, and Verizon's a very large media player. It's probably a good thing for the folks who've stuck it out. Sure. It's just been a long, bumpy road to get here.
Max Wolf, he is a market strategist at 55 Capital in New York. Max, thanks a lot.
Always my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
If you are listening to us right now on FM radio, I salute you. But if we were both in Norway, it would be the beginning of the end. Norway is starting to phase out its FM radio network today, in part because getting a signal around Norway's topography can be expensive. Digital audio broadcasting is supposed to be the solution, but about 2 million cars in the country don't have the new upgrade, which can cost around $170 a pop and isn't in many older vehicles. Jane Wakefield is at the BBC. She says the eventual upside? Options.
It could be a problem for things like local and community radio stations. But of course, you know, if you go digital, it means that you can pick up other stations. So you could perhaps listen to a radio station that's overseas on the internet. So it may initially mean that certain things aren't available, but then eventually people will have a wealth of radio that they've not been able to get previously.
By the way, you can also listen to us in the digital world if you aren't already. Use your trusty podcasting app and search Marketplace Tech. But no fear, in America, FM radio's not going anywhere yet. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.